Parshas Vayakel begins with the din of Shabbos, and it singles out Havorah. The Gemara in Shabbos has a machlokes ha-tanaim. Why the Torah singles out Havorah? Is it because Havorah is the chalak yotzos? Teach me that Yechayev kratos of polachas v'yachas. That you shouldn't think that there's only one chiyuv, one Yisr Koreis, one chiyuv kratos, and some dafayin omen aleph on the bottom. The Tanya Havorah l'mav yotzos, tiv rab yoysi, rab nos nono v'chalak yotzos. And Lesson says that this is the makor of the din, that if you violated all the lamatas, all his malachas, the helam echad, that yichayv al kolachas yachas. And the other time, I'm all agreed to that. That's why it's listed off in the Mishnah with the number, all his malachas abayim chaserach. And they hold that it's based on a different pasuk. And they hold that this pasuk, Rabbi Yossi holds that this pasuk tells you that havor l'lav yotzos, that unlike all the other 38 malachas that have chorus and misa, this one Havorah doesn't have chorus and it doesn't have misa. In Rosh Hashan Dafai Gimel, we learned how to raise the shayla. If you hold that Havorah is only the lav and no chorus and no misa, what about kibui? Or a kibui should not be more common than Havorah. Making the fire is only a lav, so kibui should certainly only be a lav. So he quotes that that's what his relative, Rav Menashe Ilya, writes in his Sefer Alpha Menashe. And he says that he's wrong. He said, then he says that Taisus and Beita says like that also. Taisus and Beita dot Korbei says Feirish like that. If Havorah is l'lav yotzos, then Kibui is also only l'lav yotzos. But he says it's against the Feirish Gemara increases daf yutes. Where it says Mefurish in the Gemara that one who is Mechata b'gecholim, who violates both Mechaba and Mavir, so one bryce says Chayv Shtayim, one bryce says Chayv Achas. The Gemara says, what's the Machloikis? They both agree, both bryces agree that he violated both Mechabe and Mavi, the Shaila is if you hold Havorah l'lav yotzos, there's only one chatos because of the kibui. And if you hold Havorah l'chalak yotzos, not l'lav yotzos, so there are two chatos. One chatos for the kibui, one chatos for the Havorah. So you see Mefurish that even if you hold that Havorah is l'lav yotzos, that kibui is a chorus and nisan. Kibui is not a kalvachayimah from Havorah. Havorah is the one and only malacha that the Tanoim have a machlekes on. Tosis points out on Daf. He learned this place on the Kuvav and Aleph on the bottom. Tosis points out that we have other drushes on the pasuk. Where Sivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem B'Yoyim HaShabbos. The Gemara Darshins B'chol Moish V'Seichem means Moish HaBezn. That even for the purpose of Sreifas Bas Koyin, you're not permitted to be Mechal HaShabbos. Because for the Sreifas Bas Koyin, they used to do Havorah, they used to burn logs, and then they used to do Bishul on the Psilo. Bishul Psilo. He used to melt the metal, and then he used to pour it down a throat in order to do the Tibbus Nishon. So there were three malachas involved. So this pasuk teaches me that Misas Bezin is not Deicha Shabbos. So Tosi says, how can you learn out different things from the pasuk? The Tanoim have a machlokes on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, or the Talmud of the Lav Yotzos, or the Chalak Yotzos. So now all of a sudden, Gemara in Sanhedrin has a different drasha. So Tosi says, no, they're from different words of the pasuk. The Tanoim on Daf Ayin argue, why did the Torah single out Havorah? And the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments, the Gemara in Yibamah comments on the phrase B'chol Moish V'Sech. The phrase B'chol Moish V'Sech has the connotation of Moish HaBezin. Even for the purpose of Mises Bezin, you're still not permitted to do Chilul Shabbos. Why in the world would I have thought that for the purpose of Mises Bezin it should be permissible? So Tosis on the bottom of Kuvav and Allah quotes from the Gemara Perakamah, the Yibamah Zavav. Salka Daita. Rabbi Salka Daita, the Mishu Mikal Vachayma Mi Avoyde Didach Yishabbos. What the korbanos tzibur adoicha Shabbos? You permitted to be mechal Shabbos for the purpose of bringing midim and misafim. And misas bezin is doicha avoidus kol a korbanos kulam, because the pasuk says that if someone is chayv misa, miyim mizduchit kachen olamos. And the Gemara says that it means that even if he's the one and only kohen in the whole wide world, he's the only kohen that's kosher to do the avoida, so you still take him and you give him the misas bezin. You see that the Misas Bezin is more important than Hakrovas Kala Kamanas Kulam, even Korbanas Kibush, Shivanam Kavu. If he's the only one who can bring the Tmidim and Musafim, so we're going to give him the Misas Bezin, he won't bring the Tmidim and Musafim. And Tmidim and Musafim is more Chamor than Chil Shabbos, for I write it, Decha Shabbos, if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so in the Mela, A is greater than C, it's a Kalva Chomer. Usually think of a Kalva Chomer differently, but Gordon points out that there are two different types of Kalva Chomers. He points out in the Sefer Ginnus V'Rot. Normally a Kalva Chomer is that you have A is more Chomer than B, and A has a Kula, or let's say A is more chomer than B, and A has a kula, so it's a kal v'chomer that B has a kula. Or A is more chomer than B, and B has a chumra. So A, which is more chomer than B, certainly has the chumra. So usually a kal v'chomer is midin echad l'chavero, that I apply the chumra, the kula from one to the other based on a kal v'chomer, based on establishing which is more chomer than which. This is a different kind of a kal v'chomer, that if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, from a meila, A is greater than C. Yesh b'chal, sort of the yesh b'chal m'stein. It's a different kind of a kal v'chomer. But the Gemara has this kind of a kal v'chomer. So I would have thought that since he says Bezdin is Deiche Hakrovas Kala Karbonas Kulam, and Hakrovas Karbonas Tibur is Deiche Shabbos, and Melam Nisa's Bezdin is also Deiche Shabbos. The Mashmuel in the Pasuk, where Sabarish, Bechol Moshe Seichem, and it singles out my Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. The Drasha that Nisa's Bezdin is not Deiche is from the phrase my Shabbos. And the machlek is alboral alav yotzes mechalak yotzes. That's from the yetzim pasuk of loisavaru. Different parts of the pasuk. There is a deal in the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. I think it's in the Shin Lamed Tes. After the pasuk tells me that Sreifas Bas Koyin is not Hilchos Shabbos, what does that mean? So the simple pshat is that I would have thought there's a kal v'chomer. Kamash one, the kal v'chomer is wrong. So if you give Mises Bezin on Shabbos, you're mechal Shabbos. So you shouldn't really count this pasuk as a separate lav and minyan of it. This is just a gilui. This is megala that the attempt at establishing a kal v'chomer was incorrect. The kal v'chomer is wrong, so it's not deicha Shabbos. Practice. So it remains. It falls back into the category of malach of the Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that's the pasuk pshat, and he doesn't understand why the Rambam counts it as a separate lav. In the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Minyan HaMitzvos and the Yarach HaZoka before Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam counts a separate law. So Arish B'chol Moshe Seichem V'yom HaShabbos not to give onshin the Shabbos. So the a lot of Achronim point out, Rabbi Neza and many other Achronim point out that the Rambam apparently understood otherwise. He understood that the Kal V'chomer of the Hava Mina of the Gemara, the Salka Daitach that Tosfos quotes here on Kuvavim and Aleph from Yivamet Davov, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin also. The Havamina is a good Havamina, and it remains Lamaskon also, that it's a good Kal V'chomer. The Pasuk tells me that there's a separate Issa not to give onshin on Shabbos. Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos, a separate Issa, Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos. But Anachanami, let's say Bezdin will go ahead and give Issa Bezdin on Shabbos. The Stam according to the Rambam, they will not be considered Mechalei Shabbos. The Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. And the Mises Bezin is Deicha Shabbos, the Kal V'chomer from the Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. But there'll be over on the Lav, a separate Lav. But you're not L'Shalo L'Hanish B'Shabbos. It'll happen Afkeminu also, let's say, according to the Rambam, that's how the Abinez and others say, let's say you want to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos. So not to put in Cherem, you're not violating any Melochit, you're not doing Bishur, you're not doing Havoreh, you're not doing the Tilus Neshama, you're just cursing the person that he should drive, that he should drop dead, that's all. Cherem means that you give him a klala that he should die. So it would appear, according to the Rambam, that Cherem, to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos, should be an Issa Deraisa, because Shelo L'Anish B'Shabbos, that's also a form of Anish. We learned Sanhedrin on Salvechi Katastrophic, according to this Rambam's opinion, what about to force somebody to pay Knas on Shabbos? Should you consider payment of Knas also? Do we have two different types of Chiyuv Imamim? You have Imamim, you have Knas, you have Kafar. So what about forcing someone to pay? Bezdin forces a fellow to pay knas on Shabbos. Let's say he's going to pay money, he's muktzeh. So let's say he'll pay not in money, he'll pay in metalkalim. So piruan achoyiv is a Gemara later that it's also forbidden. Gemara in Perek Shoyal. The end of Masech Shabbos. But there's a Gzeir Hashem v'yichtol. It says in the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Trumas Hadesh, and that's why you're not permitted to make pidyon haben on Shabbos, because it's piruan achoyiv. It's a difficult thing, that's what we pointed out. Why is it Piran Achayv? The Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin that you can make Pidyon Aben and Matanam and Asla Hachzir. So what if I owe you $1 million, I can pay you a Matanam and Asla Hachzir? You can't, you're not getting to Piran Achayv. How can you give Pidyon Aben, Matanam and Asla Hachzir? You see, it's not a Piran Achayv, it's a Chayvah's Nesina. It's a Mitzvah's Nesina. So how does the Trumas Hadesh come off to say such a thing that it's included? But to do Pidyon Aben on Shabbos and the other is forbidden as part of the Gzeirah the Rabbanon, not to be Pariah Chayv in Peshach. So Akash on the Trumas Hadash. So the Gemara has such a thing with the Rabban and the Tosa to make any Piron Achayiv, even not with cash. Forget about paying with cash because of Mukta, even paying with Shavakasa, which is non-Mukta items, and there's an Eret in the community, and you're permitted to carry, so there's no problem of carrying. There's still going to be an Issa de Rabban. Fine, but is there anything worse than an Issa de Rabban? Is there an Issa de Raisa? So Soloveitchik was mistaken to say that maybe forcing a person to pay the knas should be a violation of the Yisra Deraisa, according to the Rambam, Shalom Hanish B'Shabbat. This pasuk, he's not related to any mamacher. Not that the pasuk is megala that the Kal V'Chaimer is wrong. The pasuk tells you a separate law, Shalom Hanish B'Shabbat. And then Rukasha has a long arichas on this in the Sefer HaRambam V'Hamichilta Derashbi. He printed a Sefer probably 40 years ago. About all the different didim in the Rambam, which have no sources in the Gemara, or not only have no sources in the Gemara, are contradict Gemaras, but are rather based on the Mechilta and not the Mechilta that we have, but rather the Mechilta of Shemitah. And the whole list of didim. So this is one of them. That this Rambam is based on the Mechilta. And he quotes a lot of Akharim who say this pshat. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the Mechilta of the Rashbi on this passage. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Svaraj b'chamash sech means that it's also l'hamish b'shem. Could be. The Magen Avraham talks even about Malkus. The Magen Avraham says that even if you give Malkus, which doesn't involve any malach at all, it'll still be an issue. Then he says, the Magen Avraham says, but that's not a good enough kamina, because why doesn't Malkus involve a malach? Of course it is. You can beat the guy. Of course it's leave. I say that's a malach of Shem's Rizal Aguka, but the Rambam holds a malach of Shem's Rizal Aguka is their eyes. He says, according to the Rambam, even by giving Malkus, there will be a malach. I think the Rambam writes Mefurish. You're not allowed to give Malkus. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to give Nisa or Malkus on Shabbat based on this pasuk. So the Rambam discusses, when you get Malkus, are you violating a malach? He also knew that it could be that that's the pshat of the Rambam. Then he was nice to say that that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam means that it's a malach. He doesn't understand why the Rambam counted it as a separate law. But many Akharim say, no, that's exactly the answer. That even if there were no malach involved, it's a separate issue. Shalom l'hanish b'sham. The Zohar has a different pshat on this pasuk. Lo sevarish b'chol mashur seicham on b'yayim ha-shabbos means that on all week long people are busy going to school, going to work, they're busy, whatever they do for a living. And on Shabbos, people have a lot of time to relax. So they go to shul and they pick fights with others. So it says, Lo sevarish, you have to be careful not to get into a fit of kas on Shabbos. A special love, not to be kais. Kala kais all year long is an isa. Shabbos are separate isa. Lo sevarish, not to get angry on Shabbos. Then the Torah repeats all the Nidvos HaMishkan again. It says again, all of the Div Libo Yiviyeho, all the people who volunteered to give in their hearts. The Gemara Darshan's on the Div Libo, that usually we assume that a Neder or a Shvuah is only binding if the person pronounced it with his lips. That Shmuel's Din, Masech HaShvuah is, the Gama believer tzach lahitzi bisvasa. Even though he made up his mind that this is what he's going to do, this is what he's not going to do, it's not binding unless he actually pronounces neder of the shvua with his lips. And this is one of the exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is nadiv liboy, that if he's magdish for the Beit HaMikdash, it's chal afilu b'leiv. And the other exception to the rule is truma, that we learn up in the pasuk in Parshas Korach, b'nechshav lachem shumaskim, that truma nitel es b'machshava. That even though Truma is also belonging to the area of Hafla, and only Yoni Hafla should have really required Amira, that's what the word Hafla means. Lahafli means to pronounce, Labati Bisasan. So Truma is the other exception to the rule. And you cannot derive from these two to call it a Rakula to say that the phrase Labati Bisasan is Labdatke, because this is Shnei Ksubma Bunkech or Ve'im Olam. That's how the Gemara says in Masech HaShavuos. Here there's a Shaila. Yes. What did the other Tana do? I think the Gemara Mustama must give an answer. What will the other Tana do with this bus? That's the question that the Rishonim discussed. Yes. Some Rabitzala Panavish writes in the Zecha Yitzchok, I think he claims that the Rambam, very shver, he claims that the Rambam sheet is based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. The Gemara Gerada doesn't quote this pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Kol nediv lei voilois heviu. A pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So he says that the Rambam sheet is that only those who are magdish dushas haguf mizbeach, was chal v'leiv. If you had a mind to be magdish of behemah as a korban, chal v'leiv leiv oiloi, says here, the magdish korban is v'leiv. But if you took a neder harei alai to give money to berakat vayis, v'leiv, so Rabitzala, what's his name, Panavision, Sefer Zecha Yitzchak claims that if you look in the Rambam, it would appear that he holds that it wouldn't be chal. Here the Pasha Pshat is not so. Panadiv liba yiviyah trumas Hashem. Sounds like it applies not only to Kedush Tzaguf Lamizbeam. Here they know very little. Yeah, you have Shemin, very little. You have Shemin Lamor, Psamim, Lashemin, Amishchul, Lektoras, Hassan, but almost everything else is not Korban. Everything else is not Korban. The Pashup Shat is that it's not only the Pasuk of Divrei Hayomim, the Divrei Voilos Heviyu. The Pasuk says it over here. So in the Shulchan Aruch they extend it. They say the Rabbi Natan quoted by the Rosh in the first Perek in Tainus says that even if a person is Mekabal or Neder Tainus Balei, you have to be Mekabal or Neder Tainus Mincha the day before. If a person wants to fast tomorrow, that by Mincha is Mekabal or Neder Tainus. The Rabbi Natan is quoted by the Rosh as saying not only if he pronounces Neder Tainus and Tosis and Tosis and Avodah Zarah quotes Rabbi Natan also, not just the Rosh. Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav. Quotes the same Rabbi Natan that not only if he's Mekabal Neder Tainus, but the Peh, even if he's Mekabal Balev, it's also Chal. Because Tainus is the Rosh sounds like it says that Tainus is the same as Korban. But the fact that the Gemara says in Brachas, Miut Chel Bevidomi, the fact that he loses a little weight by fasting, is considered Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo the person had offered a Korban. And the Shulchan Aruch they quote that's lav dafka. We don't paskin like that, Rabbi Natan, that it should be dafka limited to nidrei tainus. We say that even tzedakah, they make an appeal in shul, and the person made up his mind that he wants to give $1,000, and then the next day he changes his mind, he only wants to give $100. So we say that tzedakah is chal v'leiv, because we say that it's lav dafka and nidrei v'leiv doesn't only go on beis hamikdash, it doesn't only go on korbanos, it doesn't only go on tainus, it goes on all nidrei mitzvot. I'm no limits, and that's why with kasha, why does the Gemara have to have a bichon to start with fair? Even Balei would also be chal. With kasha, I think the Achronim talk about the kasha. I don't know if the Rishonim do. Achronim talk about the kasha. Achronim talk about it. No, the Shita and Kuvet is in the Dorim has that kasha. The Shita has your kasha. Since Tzedok is chal Balei. Avada Rabbah Vek quotes it on the Torah, the first time. Quotes the Shikim Kuvetah. Since Tzedakah is Chal B'Leiv, that's the assumption. That all the Nidrei Mitzvah are Chal B'Leiv. So how can the Pasuk say the Tzichah is Tzedakah only because he did an Amira? The Gemara talks about what's the din of Yesh Yadlin Tzedakah. The person said, Harei Allah Tzedakah, but he didn't say a full sentence. He said an incomplete sentence. The Gemara wants to know, that's the Erech HaTosin, that the Torah tells us that Yesh Yadlin Nidorim, does that only apply to Nidorim? Does it even apply to Tzedakah? So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, what's an afkamina with a yesh yad or ein yad? Yad is an issue if you need amirah. But if you don't need amirah, it's chal even b'leiv, so let it be chal b'leiv. That's what they ask. So the Shittim Kubetz is the answer, that's where Avraham Ber explains what the Shittah is talking about. That the only time Tzedakah is chal b'leiv, the only time you say Hekdish is chal b'leiv, and Truma is chal b'leiv is, if the person is really goma b'libo, that this is what he really minds, what he really wants. Let's say the rabbi is making an appeal in shul for a certain cause. And then it's such a moving appeal, so the person thinks in the beginning, I have to give $100,000. And then as the rabbi goes on, it gets more and more boring, and he loses his interest, and his mind keeps on changing. He's not going to give $100,000, he's going to cut it down to $5,000. Then he decides he's going to make it $100, then he decides it's going to be $10, whatever. It's going to be less. So the Shikim Kubetta says, if in the middle of the appeal, the Balabas screams out, $100,000, I pledge $100,000. He got to do it, because it's tzedakah. He said, even though he said on the spur of the moment, he said he wasn't really thinking with the full yishuv hadat, but he wasn't drunk. He's not a cheresh to the cotton, he got carried away with himself. So what? But if he said b'ficho, then b'ficho is tzedakah. But if it was goma b'libo means only goma b'libo. If he really made up his mind, lachlutin, that's it. That's how much he's going to give. But if it's just a fleeting thought that's running through his mind, that's not sufficient for this din of Gama Balibo. Gama Balibo has to be with the Gemira's done. If he's thinking of a possibility of maybe giving $1,000, that's not enough. It has to be Taka Gama Balibo. It's based on this that we assume that Minhagim are binding, Vitam Neda. Even though the person never said, I hereby accept upon myself a neder to kiss the Sefer Torah every time they come by, kiss the Sefer Torah is a mitzvah, kavanat Torah. But it's a minig, you offer, it's a beautiful thing. So if the person was taking their harini noida to kiss the Sefer Torah, or to walk behind the chazan every time he carries the Sefer Torah, with time covered at Torah, so the neder l'dvar mitzvah would be binding. But even if he didn't say it, we assume that if he did it once and he had in mind that he wants to continue to do it, or if he did it three times and he didn't have anything in mind, but the fact that he did it three times, that's an indication that that's his regilus, that's going to be his habit, and he's going to be interested in continuing to do that. And we say that that constitutes a neder b'leiv, and a neder b'leiv is binding with respect to dvar mitzvah. It's such a good argument, Chassam Sofer, and the tshuva got carried away with himself, and he thought that it's a din d'araisa. So he says that even though we have a din that sveika d'araisa l'chumra and sveika d'rabbana l'kula, but a suffix minig is l'chumra. Because the minig is binding, the d'araisa, because the minig is mitam neder, that's what it says in Yerodeya. Minig is mitam neder, it's a whole sinner. That if you have a minig tariq and you want to stop, you find it too difficult, you have to have a hatoras adorn. If it's a private minig, and if it's a minig to wait 6 hours after collation, then it doesn't help. I can't go to bed and make a hatoras adorn. I'm not the Bala Neder. The Neder is all the Jews lived in Eastern Europe or whatever, or half the Jews in the world. So I'm not the Bala Bas to be Mata Neder on that. If it's a private Neder, you can't. If it's a community Neder, so the whole community can make a community minig, so the whole community should make a hatoras. They're interested in breaking it. So some Sefer writes in the Tshuva, the Pesach Tshuva quotes in Yerodeya, that a Sofik Minig is Lachumah. He got carried away because the reform were violating a lot of Minhagim, so he said he can't do that, the Minhagim are binding, and they're more Chomer than Dinam Derabbanan. So that Minig is binding Minhatur. So the later Paskin point out that Bar Yehoshua has a Tshuva about this, and others point out. But it's very difficult. The Gemara in the Dharm says Mefurish that Minig Mitam Neder is only Minhagim. Gemara says that, meaning mitam neder. Gemara says chai mishum bal yachol. Mishum bal yachol means that it's only midirabbanan. Over bal yachol means midiraisa. Mishum means that it's only midirabbanan. I make believe bal yachol midirabbanan. Gemara says beferish like that. The question is, why isn't the logic compelling on the level of deraisa? That's a good question. Why should the minig be binding mitam neder on the level of deraisa? If you have the pasuk called the deep libo and you say that it's not restricted dafke to the deep lay boilers, it even applies to kachet berak abayis, and it even applies to tzedakah, and it even applies to nidre tainis, and it applies to all nidre mitzvah b'leiv, so why shouldn't taka and neder be binding? Gotta figure out why it's not menater. Kol panim b'mar said the theory that it's not menater. The pasuk goes through the various nidvos hamishkan. It's a repeat from Parshas Truma that mentions that the shulchan is for the purpose of having the lechem aponim. Rashi quotes in the Gemara, why is it called lechem aponim? That it was made in a special shape. The Gemara has a machlokes in Menachos. Perich Shtei Alechem. The Gemara has a machlokes. What was the special machlokes hamaroyim? What was the special shape that the lechem aponim had? So one Amora says it was kimin teva putzo. That's what Rashi quotes on Chumash. It was like a like an empty box, a hollow box. And the other Madama says the Gemara kimin sfino rakedes. It was like a canoe, like this shape. The Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer HaMenachos that he doesn't think it's a machlokes in din. That this one holds if it's not the shape of a canoe, it's possible. The other one holds not the shape of a sfino rakedes, it's possible. The Chumash says lechem aponim. So if you make it as though, it's good. Either way is good. Just have a historical machlokes. How did they make it in the Beis Hamikdash? Well, he thinks that theoretically, if you make it either this way or that way, it would be good. I thought that maybe that's why we have two different kinds of chalas. Some people have chalas on Shabbos, but the Zohar says that the chalas that we use, the Gemara says the chalas on Shabbos are zeichel lechem mishnah, zeichel amon. That's why you have lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, zeichel nes amon. And the Zohar says that the chalas that we eat on Shabbos, we should make also a zeichel lechem aponim, because on Shabbos they used to switch to lechem aponim. So because we used to have 12 lechem aponim, 6 and 6, so that's why we should have 12 chalas by the table on Shabbos. So Chassidim, many Chassidim had a minig by a lot of Rebbe, they would have minig. The Rebbe would say Hamoitzi on 2 chalas, and they would have another 10 chalas on the table. The Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that he thought that was incorrect, that he thought that there's a misprint in the Zohar. That's what they quote in the biography of the Vilna Gaon. He thought that it shouldn't say Yud Beis Chavos, but rather Yud Beis Chatzoyim. But the Gro holds like the Rashboshi, the Gemara later in Shabbos, when it quotes in Perek Kol Kisa, the Gemara quotes the din of Lecha Mishneh. So the Gemara says, you don't have to cut both chalas. If you have two chalas, say Amoyt, you cut one, so that's good enough. And then the Gemara says, the other Amoyt, Batsa Akula Shei Rusa. So what is the translation? He would Batsa, he would cut the chala, Akula Shei Rusa on the entire meal, for the entire meal. So Rashi says that when you take a loaf of bread on the weekday and you're interested in eating a piece, so you don't cut in the middle of the loaf of bread, you cut at the end. Cut as much as you're interested in eating. And on Shabbos, Kedei Laharas Chavivas HaMitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to eat. It's not a mitzvah to overeat, but it's a mitzvah to eat, so you should take the challah and cut it right in the middle. And it's not nefzik Rav Samusa, it doesn't look like he's a chazer or anything. If you have 10 children, or you have 20 guests over, so of course you're going to cut up the whole challah anyway. Let that guy eat all by himself. Just two people eating. So he's going to cut the middle of a challah. Looks a little bit nefzik Rav Samusa. It looks like he's a chazer, he's going to eat a lot. So since all week long he doesn't eat so much, it's only on Shabbos he cuts in the middle, so it's to demonstrate the Chavivas HaMitzvah as if he wants to eat a lot, and it's not Mefzi Kirav Sanus. That's what Rashi says. What's Akula Sheirusin means, like the first opinion in the Gemara, that he only cut one of the two challahs, but he cut the challah in the middle, he cut at the point that he's going to eat up that whole amount of the challah, but he eats from there to the end. And the Rajboa, not Gemara, that Gemara appears in Brachas also. So the Rajboa, not Gemara in Brachas. And the Shabbos learns that it does mean like that. That the second Amora is disagreeing with the first Amora, and he holds that you have to cut the both challahs. The challah that you don't cut is considered as if it's still in the bakery, and it's not Mitzurah for the Lecha Mishneh. You only go to Lecha Mishneh if you cut the both challahs. So that's how the Vilna Gaon is Machri on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Pirush Rajboa that you should cut the both challahs. So that's how they quote in the biography of the Gemara, that if you cut two chalas on Friday night, you cut two chalas on Shabbos morning, you cut two chalas by Shalosh Shudas, so you add six, and you cut them all in half, so you get 12. That's what the Zohar means, that the chalas on Shabbos, akenege, the yud base chalas, is the yud base lechem afanim and the base amigdosh. You should say in the Zohar, you should have yud base chatzoy, not that you should have yud base chalas for each and every meal. The sacha kol, the sum total of all of everything that you have on Shabbos, will add up to yud base chatzoy. So once you assume that the chalas that you eat on Shabbos should be a zechel or lechem apanim, like the Zohar says, so the minig apparently developed that we make the shape of the chalas also similar to the shape of the lechem apanim in the Beis Hamikdash. What was the shape of the lechem apanim? So there are two opinions, and the Chazanish says that they're both acceptable. Historically, it's a machlek, is what did they look like? But as long as it has panim, is good enough. So if you have the chalas that come to a point on each end like kinut, and then you have the chalas that are the sectional chalas that look a little bit like the kimin teva prutza. And on yontif, when the chalas have nothing to do, when yontif doesn't fall out on Shabbos, and the chalas have nothing to do with the lechem apanim, so the minig is in a lot of places they make round chalas. Because it's not tzvino arakedis and it's not teva prutza, has nothing to do. So you just make a roll, like you have a roll in the middle of the week. So you have a roll, a bigger, fancier roll, lekovet yontif, kolach, or whatever you call it. Yiddish has different names, so that's on Shabbat they call it a challah, and on yontif they call it with a different name to distinguish it from Shabbat. But it's not zechel alechem afan. Plus, it later in the end of Parshas Vayakel speaks a little more about the Shulchan. Repeats what I had before in...
Why is it for a repeat? I
don't know.
How much repeats was for it?
Well, it's not exactly a repeat. In Truma Tetzaveh gives the Tzivui, and here Ayakum Kuda says that they did it. They could have written one pasuk, and they did everything that they were commanded. Why does it say they did this, and they did that, everything? I don't know. There must be a Medrash that has some comments. I don't know. So later in Vayakel, in Chamishi, right before Shishi, the Torah gives again the story of the Shulchan. It repeats again what's written earlier in Parshas Truma. They had the Ksois HaNosef. They had the different parts of the Shulchan. The part of the Shulchan was the Ksois HaNosef. Asher Yusuf Bahain Zohar Tor. What does the word Asher Yusuf Bahain mean? Now she explained on Parshas Truma that there's a word Schach. Sakoisa al ha'oron es ha'kapoiris. Or the parochus was also Sochei Chala Mishkan because it's bent over. Schach means a roof. Schach means something that's making from above, a ceiling. So here the Ksois HaNosech are the shelves that were on top of the Shulchan that they used to hold up the Lechem Apanim. answer. The shelves were serving like a roof. It was really like a floor. The whole, it wasn't like a, it was supposed to be a floor, not a roof, a floor to hold up the lechem apanim. But still, akol panim, it was so cheich. Al ha-shulchan, so it's called Ksais HaNasa. So in the Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, in Hilchos Shabbos, he explains that in the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven to Kanta Shabbos, as he's come and said, Tzivisa Perusheho, Im Sidure Nisacheho, he says that the correct translation is, Im Sidure Nisacheho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to switch the lechem apanim on the shulchan on Shabbos. Has nothing to do with the Nisach HaYayin. Sidur Nisachah means the Sidur Lechem Apanim, that's what it's called in the Torah all the time. Sidur Lechem Apanim, Nisachah Anik Sois Anasa. It doesn't mean with the order of the... There's another, some other Rishonim I think translate like that. With the order of the Nisach HaYayin in conjunction with the Korbanos. But I think the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rishonim that the more correct translation of the Sidur is, Sidur Nisachah means I think in the Rav Zalman Golis complains, yeah, about the translations of this, about the people who daven in translation. So he has a whole tshuva that you shouldn't switch the language of the Siddur. The Reform first instituted that they should daven in German. So he says you have to know how to translate properly. So he quotes this as a riot that people don't know how to translate properly. That he had a siddur that had a translation on the side in German and it translated wrong. At least there's some Rishonim to say that that's the pshat over here. He says, the Beis Yosef says that that's not the pshat. There are other Mephoshim who say that it is the pshat. In the Ritzudah siddur, he gives the both pshat. I think he gives the pshat that Rav Chaim Zalman Golis doesn't like on top of the page, and then the pshat of the Beis Yosef on the bottom of the page. But others learn pshat that it goes on the Ksais Anos. Rav Chaim Zalman Golis holds that that's the Ikar Pshat, what the Beis Yosef quoted from the Rishon. Pasuk says that they donated all kinds of things to the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash, Chochmah, Ezem, Tabas, V'chumot, Kol Kli Zohar, all the jewelry that the women used to wear. So the Ramah and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and Simen Kuf Mem Zayin quotes from the Rishonim that it's not permissible to make Tashmishe Kedusha from Kelim Shinishtam Shabohem Lehedyot. Speaks about, let's say, a Tfilin Zekel or even a Parochus for the Yoren Kodesh, which the Magen Avraham says Bizman HaZeh we assume is a Tashmish, the Tashmish. It's not a Tashmishe Kedusha. The Gemara says that a Parochus is considered Tashmishe Kedusha and therefore has the status of Kedusha. You're not allowed to use it for Dibrei Chol. Only because Bizman HaGemara, when they didn't have a cover on the Shulchan to put the Sefer Torah on top of, so they would take down the Parochus from the Orein, put it on the Shulchan, and then put the Sefer Torah on top of the Parochus. So that's why the Parochus was directly Mishamish the Sefer Torah. But the Magen Avraham writes that in her Kuf Mem Zayin that Bizman HaZeh, that we don't do that. We never take down the Parochus to cover over the Shulchan. Either you have a cover on the Shulchan or you put a talus down. You don't take down the Parochus. So the Parochus is only a cover for the Yoren Kodesh, which in turn is a Tashmish for the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah is the Gufi Kedusha, the Yoren Kodesh is a Tashmishi Kedusha and it has Kedusha. You're not allowed to put secular books, even from Mada, you're not allowed to put secular books into the Yoren Kodesh. And then the Parochus, which covers over the Yoren Kodesh, is a Tashmish to Tashmish, and therefore does not have any status of Tashmishi Kedusha. And the Parochus it may use for Dibrei Chol. That's why in Europe, the minig was that they used to use the parochus as a chuppah. They used to take down the parochus from shul. A lot of parochus didn't have four hooks on the four corners in order to put it, hold it up on the pole to have a chuppah. So the Magen Avraham says this from the Ramah, and that simon in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and Kuf Mem Zayin, it would appear that the kpeda even applies to tashmish to tashmish. You shouldn't even use tashmish to tashmish, something shenesh tashmish bo lehedya. So then the Magen Avraham says that the minig olam is not so. That people make tefillin zekel, they will make a tefillin zekel or make a mentala for a sefer Torah or something from an old jacket, from an old coat that was worn out, they would use it. So he says, against the Ramah. I hai talking to Chadin in the Gemara in the end of Zvachim that the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to make anything, you're not allowed to use anything, not allowed to use material to make a Mizbeach from wood. So he says apparently the minhag olam is that they assume that that's only a din for the mizbeach. He wants to bring a raya that it says that they brought chochmah, ezem, tabas, v'chumah. They brought their own private jewelry that they were wearing. What does it mean that they made the jewelry but then they never wore it? Pasha Pshat, they wore it, and then at the end of the parsha you read that they brought the Maris HaTzoivis, HaShetzov HaPesach HaMoyim. So you see also, those were mirrors. Rashi quotes Medrash, those were mirrors, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mistapik whether he should allow them to donate it, because they used to look in the mirrors to beautify themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, it doesn't fit in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Baruch Shalom said, no, it's beautiful. It's a mitzvah that the Jewish women should look attractive, that their husbands should love them. The gun's good. There's nothing wrong with using that for the as a donation for the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that even though they used it for private purposes, it was accepted for the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that it's mutter. So then the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe that's different because it's nishtana, because it was melted down. They didn't take the mirrors and use them as they were. They melted down all the mirrors, all the metal from the mirrors, and they made the kior out of it. And they melted down the chachmanes and the tabat and the chumas, all of these jewelry, they melted it down and they converted it into a big piece of gold or silver, whatever, that they made. The oren, the menorah, whatever it is that they wanted to make from it. But they didn't use it in its original state. The sign is, maybe there's no raya from the fact that the Chumash says that you use chachmanes and tabat and chumas and you use maris atzoiv. There's no raya in the minigoylam. That even the Shtam Shabbola Hedjit is mutter, that the time that it's only a dinim is beach. Maybe the dinim is beach applies to all Tashmish Ekdushin, and even to Tashmish Tashashin. These are different because they were Nishtana. Then on the side of the Arachayim, they have the Haggadah, they have Heoris from the Chassam Sefer. So they quote there on the side, I don't know if the Chassam Sefer wrote it or somebody abridged different Shuvas from the Chassam Sefer. So they quote there a Tamsis of a Shuvas Chassam Sefer. Chelik Arachayim, where some Sefer quotes a Ramban at the end of Vayakel. The Ramban distinguishes between the Maris HaTzoivis as opposed to the Chochma Nezim and Tabaz Rechumas. How come Rashi quotes the Medrash? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether he's allowed to use the mirrors, and what did he know about the Chochma Nezim and Tabaz Rechumas? That didn't bother him. These jewelry, all the other jewelry, that didn't bother him. All of a sudden, only the Maris HaTzoivis he was wondering about. How come? He quotes the Ramban, has an interesting comment. He says the kior was made from the Maris HaTzoivis only. The Maris HaTzoivis, the women had mirrors that were made from copper, from the Choshes. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know whether he should use these copper mirrors. Apparently either the whole kior or the robe of the kior was made from Maris HaTzoivis. So that he didn't know. The Chochman, Ezim, Tabas, Vuchumas, the whole donation that they gave from their jewelry was only less than 50% of whatever they were going to make. They were going to make a menorah, they're going to make a Shulchan Azov, a Mizbach Azov, Mizbach HaNechoshes, whatever they're going to make, this is going to be less than 50%. So since they're going to melt everything down and blend it all in together, it's going to be the miut of everything. So the Ramban says, so it's sort of bottled beroiv. I don't know if he means bottled beroiv. It's not an issa, it's a psul. It's absurd, it's possible, but yeah, but I don't know if he means that it's a problem of bottle beroyim. I don't know, maybe he means that it means that you, maybe he means to say that you koveya the status of the kli based on the rove of it. Was the rove of this kli originally used for something else or not? So if the rove was used for something, if the rove of the material in the kli was originally used for a dvar hedyot, then it's called nishtam shabola hedyot. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering by the Maris HaTzoivis. Hashenu came by the Chochmah Nezim, and that was a miyut, so he didn't ask any shayla. He knew that that was okay. That's the shayla. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you may accept the Maris HaTzoivis, what was the answer? Why may you accept it? You may accept it because it's mehutach, because it's melted down. It's considered like nishtane, parim chadosh is bo'olakan, but if it wouldn't be mehutach, I take an old jacket that I can't wear anymore and I make a mental of a sevitar out of it. So is that permissible or not? Unclear. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that here it's mutter because of mehutach. I told him, no, it's mutter because the din of nishtam shabal hayyot is only a din in mizbeach. It doesn't apply anywhere else. That's the deal that the Magen Avraham has. He says the Ramos says there in Kuf Mem Zayin that you're not allowed to do it, and he says the minhag of them is that they do it. The Ramos, I think, quotes it from the Maharil that you're not allowed to use it nishtam shabal. Maharil quotes it from earlier Rishon, that the din of nishtam shabol lehedyot applies not only to the mizbeach, that's the more at the very end of his rochim, it even applies to all tashmish ekdushin, and the Magen Avraham says even to tashmish, the tashmish like the paroichas.
What was
mitzvah, but it's still not the tzorach ha-sefer Torah. If this is a tashmish, if the paroches is a tashmish kedusha for the sefer Torah, then you're not even allowed to use the paroches, let's say, to wrap your tefillin. Because tefillin is a lower level of kedusha. It should be malam ha-kodesh olam harim. You can't use it even for a lower level of kedusha.
The pasuk says, I didn't use the talis for the Torah, for the kid, the talis was known as you said, sometimes in the shulchan
kavanah. It's only the ikroi, yeah. Talis is never used the kriyas for the shulchan. The problem is the talis is a tashmishay mitzvah. Tashmishay mitzvah should have kedusha called man mitzvah. Apparently, the kedusha that has called man mitzvah is just not to use it for divrei kol, I guess. They use it for divrei mitzvah, apparently, isn't it? I think you're not allowed to. Even after it's already used out and you can no longer use it for tefillin, I think you're still not allowed to use it to collect stock. The pasuk describes by Vayehu Anoshim Al Anoshim that the men and the women came together when they were giving the donations. The Samachronim point out, why is Vayehu Anoshim Al Anoshim? Because the women were giving major donations over here. They were giving away Chofen Esen V'Tabaz V'Chumas. They were giving away expensive jewelry. And the Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama that a mashulach who goes around to collect for a yeshiva, for tzedakah, whatever, if he knocks on the door and the woman wants to give him a large donation, he's not allowed to accept it. He's only permitted to accept small donations from the women. For the husbands, he can accept even large donations because mashukhan tishukhan a bylaw. So the woman doesn't, strictly speaking, the woman doesn't really own all of the property, the money that she has in the house. The money that she has belongs to the husband. So if it's a small donation, so it's an umdan namuchar, but the husband will not be makbid. But if it's anything significant, maybe the husband would be makbid that his wife is giving so much money away. So that's why the Gemara says you're not allowed to collect the major donations unless the husband is there. And the wife wants to make out a check for $100,000. The husband says, okay, you approve. But some say that that's why it says, vayavayu anoshim al anoshim, that they came together for the donations, so that's why the Meshulach, Moshe Rabbeinu, was permitted to accept the money from the women, even though it was a major donation. The Meshe Chochma has this comment also in the beginning of Parshas Truma, and a similar passage, Kolish, Mies Kolish, Ashid Ben Ali, but he says from us, why does it say Kolish? The Tosis writes in Bava Kama, in the first parak, that Kol HaTaru Kulas Voloshim Zohan Emer. We have no neutral gender. But the whole Torah is written Voloshim Zohar. It's not written Voloshim Nikkei, but it applies. Hishvakos V'ishalish. Women have the same din. Unless it says ish, whenever it says ish, then it means ish v'lo isha, unless you have a ribuy. Kigach shor ish shor yehu. So if it would have said kigach shor odam shor yehu, I says reyehu, doesn't say reusa, so that's beloshen zoch and emmer, that wouldn't mean anything. It wouldn't mean anything, there's no deal. But now that it says kigach shor ish, so I really should have been medaik ish v'lo isha. So that's why the Mishnah in Bava Kama needs the pasuk to be marbed that hishvakos v'ishali ish. If not for the fact that it says ish, there wouldn't be any problems. So here it says ish, and there is no pasuk that says that it's to be taken lav dafke. The Meshech Chochma says not to be taken dafke, because the women are not permitted to give major donations. I think here the Sforno says it on this pasuk in Vayacha. Rabbi Avadya Sforno says like that. Vayavoyu anoshim al anoshim is based on that Gemara at the end of Bava Kama. But you're not allowed to accept major donations from the women. Because Masha comes to Isha kind of violence. I saw on the Sefer Ravid Hazov, he has a comment on the Pasuk Chalisha Shanim Tzaita Tcheles V'Agam V'Talash Shanim V'Sheish V'Izim etc. Hey Viu. But the Lashon is a little strange. This Chalisha Shanim Tzaita. What kind of an expression is that? Whoever happened to have it, whoever didn't have it, didn't give it. Not everybody gave all of these things. Those who had these things gave them. So he says that he has the feeling that perhaps the pasuk is telling us another thing. Let's say somebody comes to donate this to the Beis HaMikdash, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give it for the Mishkan, for the Binyan HaMishkan. And how do you know that it's his? Maybe it's stolen goods. Maybe it's not his. Ein HaMikdash Davish Ein HaShalai. So we assume that Chazok, Kol Ma Shetachas Tiyad, Meharev Shalai. That's what it says in the Gemara Shavuot. He says that maybe that's the connotation of this phrase, Kalisha Shanim Tzaita, whoever had it, so we assume that it's really his. Because of the Chazok, Kol Ma Shetachas Tiyad, Meharev Shalai. Then he goes into a whole dissertation about this. He quotes the Shachin, Chayshim Mishpat, he quotes the Tshuvas Harif, who says that that's Tzalocha. But the Gemara has that Tzalocha. The Chazok, Kol Ma Shetachas Tiyad, Meharev Shalai, whoever has money, if their man is Mekadosh and Isha with their ring. So you have to have Eidus Lekim Adova. So the Eidim are watching. How do the Eidim know that the ring belongs to the Chassan? Maybe it's a stolen ring. Maybe his grandmother loaned him the ring. Who says that it belongs to the Chassan if it's not his? The many Mishnayim say that the Kiddushin is not Chal. So the answer is, if he has the ring in his hand, and the rabbi asks, is this your ring? You always have to ask, is this your ring? He says, yes, it's a Shavah Pruto. Says the Eidim said they think it's a Shavah Pruto, so then the Kiddushin are good. Because we assume Chazaka, Kama Shetach Siyadim Harei Shalom. Some if he has it, we assume that it's his. Mishnah in Ksubis says that it's the wife's responsibility to cook the meals and to wash the clothing and to if the husband has a farm and he shears off the wool from the lamb, so that the wife's obligation is to spin thread out of the wool. That's what the Mishnah says in Ksubis. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishis when he quotes that Mishnah, that the source for that is this pasuk. The Gemara doesn't mention it. The pasuk says, "Kalisha shchach masle biyadeh atavu vayaviu matzah." But the Rambam says, "You see, from this pasuk, that's the women's job." It's understood that there are certain jobs that the husband is supposed to do, certain jobs that the women are supposed to do. Women are supposed to wash the dishes and cook the food and so on. Today, some people make shutzis. Everything is 50-50. One day he cooks the meals, one day she cooks the meals. It's not normal. Torah says that the women cook the meals and the women do the... says that Avraham Avinu asked his wife, Lushi Vasiyu Goes, that she should bake the challah. Why? I mean, it was her day. The Malach. Allow a woman to shech, no? The first time in the Yeridaya. But Hatzila, a woman shouldn't shech.
Oh, you have all the ways that there are
Rambani asks on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Kukas, it says, "Zos Kukas Atar Shativa Hashem Neim Adaber Bnei Yisrael Yikwe Lecha Far Adum Et Mina." Rambani asks that it should say the reverse. Adaber Hashem Moshe V'Aaron Neim Adaber Bnei Yisrael V'Amar To Aleim Zos Kukas Atar. Why does it say Zos Kukas Atar? This is the din Adaber Bnei Yisrael. Should say the reverse. That's the Ramban's kasha. So they say over in the name of the Briskerov, I remember Rav Gerelle told us over. Now this, I think it's printed already. They say in the name of the Briskerov that he said Pshad based on a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. In the first parak in Sanhedrin, it lists off all the things that you need a Bezna 3 and a Bezna 23. And then it says, what things do you need a Bezna Gadol for? So the Tosefta adds on more than it appears in the Mishnah. So it says that you require authorization of a Bezna Gadol in order to make a Paradum. So that guy's going to get a bunch of Kohanim on his own. And you're going to make a paradum, go to the Haram Ishko, to the Haram Zeis, make their own paradum. So you can't do that. It has to be with the approval of the Beznago. That's what it says in the Tosef. So why? So the Pasha Pshat is that this is an Inyan of Tzibur. The mitzvah of paradum is not a mitzvah that somebody should make a paradum when you need it. The Tzibur should make a paradum. The Ikhle Lecha should be purchased with Mammon HaTzibur, with the Kesev HaTzibur. So it's a mitzvah that Mutalos Al HaTzibur should be supervised by the Beznago, like the Karbonis Tzibur was supervised by the Beznago. That's a Pasha Pshat. So they say the name of the Briskerov, know that it's based on the pasuk that it says, "Dois chukas ha-Torah." This is the din ha-Torah. The first din of the Torah is Daber Bnei Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell Bnei Yisrael to do it. Why? Because the Gemara says in the first parak from Sanhedrin, Moshe Rabbeinu b'Makom Ayin Aleph Koyd. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Bez Nago. So that's the first step in the din ha-Torah is Dois chukas ha-Torah. Daber Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them that they have to do it. That's the makkah for the Tosefta, that it has to be authorized by the Bez Nago. What is a parah? Parah is the same thing as the egel. Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes from the Medrash. Rashi always quotes the Bamidbar Rabbah, he always calls it the Rav Moshe HaDarshan. We have it as Bamidbar Rabbah. I think every time Rashi quotes Rav Moshe HaDarshan, it's always in the Bamidbar Rabbah. There's some kind of a reason for it, I don't know, some kind of a historical reason. So the Medrash Rabbah says that the Chet HaEgel was miskaper with the Por Adum. So the Egel and the Por is the same thing, the only difference is in age. So the Tanoim have a machleg, the very first Mishnah in Porah has a machleg of Lez and Achachomim. What is the cutoff point? So the purpose of Egel Arufa, it has to be Dafke and Egel, the younger age. It can't be the older age. So Rav Lez's sheet is that Porah is about Egel is Egel or Egel. Egel is Zohar and Egel is Nekeh. Sometimes you have to bring a carbon that's an Egel. It has to be Dafke Bashnasa. And the Porah is Bashteshana. After the first birthday, into the second year. The Chachamim disagree, we pass like the Chachamim, that an Egel is Bashtayim and a Porah is a Bashalosh. It has to be after the second birthday into the third year. Shaila in the Gemara, how much into the third year? And Chassidim Tanya says that the Rambam left out the whole sugya in the Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it has to be 30 days into the third year. That's not Kamash, it has to be 30 days into the third year, 30 days into the second year, and the Rambam doesn't quote that. Just sounds from the Rambam. After the second birthday, it's already called a Porah. You don't have to wait till it's a month old, it's 2 years plus a month, then it's Bashalosh. After the second birthday is already Bashalosh. So that's a machleg, it's a Blez and a Chachamim. What's the cutoff point? A Blez says that the Egel is Bashnas and the Parah Bashtayim, and the Chachamim disagree that the Egel is Bashtayim, the Parah is Bashalosh. Special then the Yikwe Lecho, the Gemara says that the Mekach is crucial here. By all other karbonis, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the purchasing is not a halacha. Of course, if you don't buy it, then you can't be makdish it. But the purchasing is not, and even let's say all other karbonis, or a karbon yachid, can either be paid for by the person who wants to bring it, or paid for by someone else. Someone can be makdish a karbon on the kapa by chaveira. Somebody else can be makdish a karbon on the understanding that it should be oila for me. So I never really paid for it; he paid for it. The carbon yochid, certainly the purchasing it is just in order to enable the person to be magdashit. I don't have to purchase it. Let's say I'm a chayiv of carbon chatos. I was machal shabbos the shaykes. I don't have to buy the carbon chatos. If someone else will buy it and be magdash and ask me, and I'll agree, I'll approve it. So then they can be magdashit almanach that I should be miskaper. And that's good enough. The Dion and Achroinim have a whole machlekes when someone else is magdish on Menashe is kapa bechaveir that I should gain the kapara. When they're magdish, does it become mine? Does that also accomplish that now the Bisar Habehema belongs to me or no? The Bisar Habehema is not mine, it's his. I'm just the Bala Korban with respect to Yisabehet. That's a Dion. The Briskarov says it does not become mine, and the Magdish says it does a Dion. But upon the buying of the Behema, that's not crucial for the Korban. If it's not yours, you can't be Magdish. But somehow, in Karbanis Tzibur, it's Allah that they all have to be bought with Machtas HaShekel money. That's Leikuva. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the beginning of the second paragraph, that the purchasing of the Paraduma is clearly a separate din. It says the Yikhu Elecho. The Torah requires the Yikhu, that it should be Dafke purchased. But the other Karbanis Tzibur, it's just assumed that that's the purpose of the Machtas HaShekel. But it's not that the Maisa Halakicha plays such a major role. That's what the Gemara suggests on Daf Chav Gimel and Avodah Zarah, that there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, in Korah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, etc. Blazer's opinion is, Eina Nikachas Min Obdik HaChavim, HaChachamim HaTirim. Blazer says, you're not allowed to buy a Paraduma from a Goy. Even though the Goy is the only one who has the Paraduma, you can't buy from him. It wouldn't be good. But the Gemara talks about that. He would have to sell it to another Jew, and then they would have to buy it from him. The tzibur has to buy it from a Jew, according to Rav Lezer. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What's the reason for Rav Lezer? Is it because of the gzeres hakotz davar b'nei yisrael yikru elech, or b'nei yisrael yikru leinav dikacham yikru? That it's halach in the Mecca has to be dafka from Yisrael. And the Gemara says that this is a din that only applies to, wouldn't apply to any other korban. It's a din that would only apply to paradum because it is pasuk. A special din of the Mecca, of the purchase of the Paradum. Well, no, the reason why Rav Lezer holds that you're not allowed to buy from a Nochri is because you have to be Choshesh, that maybe the Nochri was Roveya the Behemoth, because the Nochri Machashurim al Mishka Behemoth, and whenever Mum passes, Chomum, Chomachm Shamum Paisel, so Aveira Paisel. So if the Behemoth would be a Roveya Benirva, Machshir Benevad, or Shora Niskal, Shora Shahar Gesodim. In other words, the Behemoth that was involved in Avodah Zorah gave rise to Shvicha Zamin. Either Shora Niskal was involved in Shvicha Zamin, or Avodah Benibur was involved in Gilead Rites, or Mukta Benibur was involved in Avodah Zorah. So Kol Mokum Shalom Paisel, or Avera Paisel. So to say that that's the Pshad, then Rav Lezer wouldn't only say that you can't buy directly from the Nachri. Let the Nachri sell it to another Nachri, and then you'll be able to let the Nachri sell it to the Yisrael, and then the Bezim will be able to buy it from the Yisrael. No. And then Rav Lezer will apply to all Karbonos as well. So the Gemara says that, in truth, that is the real reason. Same way Rav Lezer applies to all Karbonos Kuma. The Gemara says that's what it says in the Mishnah and Parah. We hold that it's a din in all Karbonos because they chashudim al Mishka Be'ema. But the Gemara quotes the Braise that maybe by Paradume, even if you have a Nachri, Abruma Nachri, and you know that he's not kosher on Mishka Bein. So the, you know for sure, let's say you have Eidim watching, they know, the Gemara says, Badami Ben Asina, they have Eidim watching and they know Bevadai, that nobody was Boal HaParadumo, so still the Gemara says, Rav Lezer may hold that he's still not allowed to buy from the Nachri. So a special thing, a Mikhoi, special halacha of Nekas. The Mishnah says that you have to, the Mishnah in Parah says that you shouldn't, you have to wait till it's a parah and then buy it. You're not supposed to buy it when it's an egel and wait till it grows up to become a parah. So there's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid in the very beginning of Hilchas Parah Adumah, what that means. The Rambam says it grows on the Mecca. Rambam holds it, even though we don't hold like this Rav Lezer that you can't buy from an Ochri, but we do hold that there is a din of mikvah. That the Mecca has to be when it's a parah already. The very first halach in the Rambam Hilchas Parah Adumah, Vein loy kemeglo megadle moysa shenema v'yikchei lecha parah v'lo yeglo. You should buy it when it's already a parah. You shouldn't buy it when it's an eglo and let it grow up. And the Ravid, the very first Ravid on the first page in Hilchas Parah Adumah, is masik on the Rambam. He says there is no such deal. What do you mean you can't buy it? Loy min hashem uze. Ella, the Ravid has an interesting interpretation. He says that there is a din of mechusas man. Now usually the din of mechusas man means a behemoth before it's 8 days old, because it says shiras yamim etachasimim yamishmini v'halat titnali. Just blend it together, two pesukim. There's one pasuk in Mishpatim that says by kor, and there's a pasuk in Emor that has it by all other karbonos. It says the same din that the first 7 days you can't be makrifit, from the 8th day on you can. So the first 7 days the Gemara calls it a mechusas man, and the Gemara says the feirish mechusas man not only is an isa hakroveh. Gemara says it's an Isa HaKdoshe. The Ravid proves it. The Yom Rabbanon, the Gemara has a spirit. It says, Shivas Yom Yitachasimo, for 7 days you can't be Makvid. The Yom HaShmini V'Holi Yirat Elokav Nishan Hashem. From the day of the 8th day. What about Leil Shmini? So the Gemara says it's a bit of a spirit, that the first pasuk implies that Leil Shmini is good. The second pasuk says Leil Shmini is no good. The first pasuk says, Shivas Yom Yitachasimo. Shivas Yom. And after the Shivas Yom Marat, the Leil Shmini, you may be makrivit. And the second pasuk says no, but yom hashmini v'hala. So the yom of shmini, but leil shmini is no good. So the stira. So the gemara in Zvachim, I think on Daptes, another place, the gemara answers kasha, and he says the gemara answers the yom rabbanu laila mekdusha yom ler hatzor. What does it mean? That leil shmini you're permitted to be makdishit. Leil shmini makdishin. And yom shmini you're permitted to be makrivit on the mizbech. You can't be makrivit by laila. So you see, for that Gemara, but Yom HaShvi, but on the Yom HaShvi, there's an Issa to be Magdish. That's the Rabbit's proof. It only proves Beferish in the Gemara. I don't know why the Rabbit had proof. It's a Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says black and white that the Issa Mechusas Man is not only an Issa HaKroveh, an Issa Shchit, it's an Issa HaKdosh as well. It's forbidden to be Magdish. So the Rabbit says there's nothing wrong with buying the Parah Adumah when it's too young and letting it and wait till it grows up later. Dina Mikroi. There's no din there. There are no dinim in mikra. Blessed to help that there are dinim in mikra, that you're not allowed to buy from a nochri. You can't buy a special dinim about the shas alakich. The rabbi says we don't hold like that. There's no dinim about lakich. It's a dinim about the hadoshe. You buy yourself a paraduma, and then you magdish it, so you can buy it when it's an eagle. An eagle is not going to turn into a pari. You have to buy it when it's an eglo. Hagol is not going to turn into a pari either. It's not an eglo, no. If you get yourself an egg, you faith for your, and then you fatten it up, it'll grow up to be a parah adumah. So that's okay, the rabbi says. Nothing wrong. You shouldn't be magdishit until later. Why? Because that's called mechusas man. Every korban has its own degree of mechusas man. So by normal korban is where it's yom hashmini v'halah. So the definition of Mechus Zman is before the eighth day. By Par Adumo, where the Shear of Par is Bashalashanim, Shalashanim does mean that Dafke has to be in the third year. It means it can't be earlier. If it's later, it's also good. If it's Per Shalashanim, it's also good, the Mishnah says. Raman quotes that. Bashalashanim, Abbasarba, older is also good. Mahithas Kane is also Ksheva. So the Ravid says that since over here, before it passes the birth, the second birthday, it's a Mechus Zman, so it's an Issa to be marked the Shit at that time, the Shein Kor Adum. It's an Issa of Mechus Zman. The Gemara has it like that. The Gemara, the end of Zohar, says the Ferish like that. You have another Din of Mechus Zman. Also, there's the Holo Sishchatu B'yoy Mechot. Let's say have a behemoth that's way over 8 days. But I shechted either also what a b'no on one day, then I want to bring the other one of the Beis HaMikdash on the same day. Also a b'no. So you're not allowed to bring it on the same day, because you'll violate also as b'no. What if you went ahead and you did bring it on the same day? So you violated also as b'no. So tassel's the carbon. So the Gemara says, yeah, the carbon is possible because of the din of Mechus Zman. Mechus Zman is an isa to be magdashid, and it's an isa to be makrevit, and it's a psu. So the Gemara says that that's Mechus Zman. You see, the fairness of Mechus Zman doesn't only mean before the eighth day. Mechus Zman means whenever you have to wait before you have a right to be magdishdis. So it's called Mechus Zman. So in each particular, in each case, you judge individually. Is this a Mechus Zman? Probably not.
Right. How can we say that Mechus Zman is only, if we're going to define it as Mechus Zman, so how can you say that the adult of Mechus Zman is an Isra HaKdosh?
Meaning the writer was Mechadish, so here there's an Isra HaKdosh also on this new kind of Mechus Zman. I don't know, there's hard to say. I don't know if there's an Isra HaKdosh on the most of it is the known. Because
no,
yesterday it was good.
Right.
Yeah, I think the reason why intuitively you think that it's no issue, because yesterday I could have been Makrib, I could have been Magdashit. So you're going to tell me that today it's also to be Magdashit? How can you say it's Mechus? I think the Gemara says, you're over on every step of the Avodah. The Gemara says, you're over if you're Sheikhet, and if you're Makabal of Dam, and if you're Zorik of Dam, and Moloch of Dam, and Makta the Emurim. Every step of the way, you're over an Isan and Mechus Zman. I think so. There I can understand why there's, I imagine the din is that there's no Isan HaKdosh on Mechus Zman. I have to check in the Gemara. I would think that there's no Isan because yesterday it wasn't a Mechus Zman. But just today it became a Mechus Zman. But here, this Paraduma was a Mechus Zman from the first day it was born. And Chilasa was a Mechus Zman, so this is more similar to the Yom HaShmini.
But also, by the intuitive logic, maybe yesterday it was Mutter the Shabbat for the mother before the one for the son.
Right.
And now we're saying, well, Zion, today it's us the Shabbat, the other one.
But that we have no Brera, that's the Pasuk.
Right, that's the Pasuk. So
but
to
extend the Pasuk to say that there's also Nisa HaKdosh, so that's the same Mitzad HaSvara not.
I think
also Mitzad HaSvara that's not, but it's hard to believe that there should be a Nisa HaKdosh. Maybe there is, I don't know. I have to look in the Gemara and Kulin. In Kulin it's as well. The third, there is no Isa HaKdosh because yesterday was Mutal HaKdosh. Why should it be also today like this? It's only also the Shachta. But over here, from the day it was born, it was also to use it. You can't use it as a paradum. So he time is it as an Issa HaKdosh. Both, it applies to both, yeah. I think the Gemara says it's written right. Oysa Lezbanah is written right next to the pasuk of Korbanos there in Parsha Sefer. That's how the Gemara knows that it's called Mechus Zman. Otherwise, why in the world would you think bechlal that it's Mechus Zman? You should just say that he violates an Issa. Oysa Lezbanah. Why should it be a psula Mechus Zman? The Gemara says no. Since it's written in the Parsha of Korbanos, you see that it has something special. There is a special korban din to it, over and above the regular Chulan Dikidin. That the Gemara does say, yeah. That's the Gzeres HaKotz, that it has to be Dafke Kotshin Bachus. In fact, the Mishnah has a shayla in the end of Zvachim, just like there's a din of Shchutechot, that Yichayv Koreis, and maybe if we shech the Por Aduma in Yerushalayim, it should be possible. It is possible. Maybe it should be an Isra of Shchutechot. All other Kabbalahs you have to shech the Atki and the Azorah. So if you shech anything, any Korban Chutz L'Azorah, you violate Shchutechot. Por Aduma you have to shech the Atki Michutz L'Shalosh Machna. It says, so the Gemara says that it means Chutz L'Shalosh Machna. The Rambam is strange. That's what the Haskina points out. He doesn't understand what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Beginning of Perek Gimel in Hilchos Paradum, he writes, "Ein Tzorach Misafara Elchutz Lahar Abayis Shenemer Hoti Yosam Lichutz Lamachna." What do you mean Chutz Lahar Abayis? The Gemara says Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. Not enough Chutz Lahar Abayis. It has to be Chutz L'Yerushalayim. If it's Betoch Yerushalayim, Chutz Lahar Abayis is also possible. But he added. So the Haskina says he doesn't know why the Rambam writes. Very strange. But the Mishnah, the last Perek in Kulin, the last Perek in Zochim. Is Perek Paras Katos. So, Zvachim has 14 brachos. You can't compare the Shabbos with 24. 14 is also not there. So next to the last Perek, the 13th Perek is all about Shechet Bachut and Malabachut, Shchut Echut. And the last Perek gives you the exceptions to the rule of Shchut Echut. So it says that Parah Duma, since it's not Roy Lovel, Pesach Olamoy, doesn't even have the whole Din Bechlal of Shchut Echut. And if it would have had a din of Shchut Echutz, it would have meant just the reverse, that if he shechted it in Yerushalayim, it would have been a violation of Shchut Echutz, because the only makom hechsher it has is Chutz Yerushalayim. Noicha choyal moyet. Yes. The din is that they used to do it when they made the Paradum, and they used to shecht it on Hara Mishkan, Hara Zaysin. That's not ma'akev, and then Haskinah points out. You read the Gemara in Kufiyot Gimel Amar Aleph and Yevon Zvachon, that's not ma'akev, that it should be dafke on Hara Mishkan. Noicha choel moed, and the Gemara in the first parak in Yuma has long arichas in how the kohen who did the shechitas poro and the sreifas hapor, they could see mamish the dalsas hahechol. The Gemara says all the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were open, mechuvan zekneg in such a way, and it was high and low in such a way that the one who was standing on top of Hara Mishka, Hara Zeisim, could see the gates of the hechol. That's not likuvah. If you have your back towards the Beis HaMikdash, that's Likuvah, that'll possibly be evident. As long as you're facing, generally speaking, you're facing that direction of the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Noichach Pesach Ol Moed. That's already a Mahadrim, and a Mahadrim that he faces and he looks, Mamish, and he sees the Pesach Ol Moed. He sees the door inside and all the doors on Mechuvan Zekeneg is there, in order that the one who does the Sreifa Safar should be able to see the Pesach HaHechol. But it's beferish in the Mishnah that the only makom that it's good is Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says in Parah that you have to have Kohanim Ksherim to do a Kohen Balmon can't do the Parah Adonai. The Avodas HaParah Chatas Karachman, it's like a carbon, even though it's done Legamri Bachutz, but it has the status of a carbon. So you have to have Davka Kohen who's wearing big dekuna, and he has to do the avoida of the Por Aduma. What are the avoidas? So there are various avoidas. Shchita has the same as Shchita by other Karbanim. And the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Yuma. It's around Daf Mem Beisa, so there's a machlekes in the middle of Yuma whether Shchita is Por Aduma bizar psula or not. We pass on a Shchita Ksher bizar by all Karbanim. What about Por Aduma? So that's machlekes. Why is that machlekes? The Gemara explains why. It's not really a Karban. It's a strange thing. What kind of a carbon? It's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a carbon. Torah says you have to treat it as if it's a carbon, but it's not really a carbon. So it's not really a... So what are you going to say? The Shechita Lav Avodah? The other things that you're going to do are also Lav Avodah. The Zrikas Adam and the Sreifas HaPorah, also not Avodah. And still you have to have Davke a Koyin with Big Dekuna. So the Shechita also you can insist that you need a Koyin with Big Dekuna. But the Rambam Paskin is not. The Rambam Paskin is like that Mandam. It's a Shalah. How did the Rambam know? Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, how to know which one to pass. So the Mefarshim talk about. But the Rambam Paskin is that Shechita Ksher Bizar by Par Aduma, just like by all other Karbonos, the only things that are not Kosher Bizar are the Sreifas HaPorah has to be Akoin, and the Zrikas Adam, the Kabbalah Adam. There is no Halacha. You don't have to go anywhere. But you have Kabbalah Adam. And you have Zrikas Adam. Noicha Pesach Hazua Adam, not Zrikas. Zvika means Alam Mizdech. It's Hazor Pesach, Noechach Pesach Oel Moed, Noechach Pnei Oel Moed, Nidom Hashem Atomim. Where does he do the Kabbalah Saddam? In his hand. Lokach Alaz Atom Nidom Abiyazbon. He collects the dam in his hand when he shechts it. He collects the dam in his hand and then he does, with his right hand, he does the Hazor. He doesn't use a kli shoris. He doesn't use a kli bechlal. You have to have kiddush adayim raglaim also. The Raman quotes from the Mishnah in part. You have to have kiddush adayim raglaim. The chatchila, the kiddush adayim raglaim should be done with the kli shoris. But b'diavad, if it's done without a kli shoris, it's also good because it's done bachutz. What do you mean because it's done bachutz? So the pashtus is because there is no shame kli shoris chutz la mikdash. Why should there even be a din chatchila? I'm not exactly sure. But that's a Mishnah in Drachim, that kli shoris don't have their special status as kli shoris outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is that? It's the end of HaMizbeach Mekadosh. There is a din of kli shoris HaMekadshin. Kulam HaMekadshim Ela BaKodesh. It's a Mishnah Peches HaMenal. The last Mishnah in HaMizbeach Mekadosh in Zvachim. It says kli shoris are all HaMekadosh in the Yazorah. Chutz LaZorah, they're not Mekadosh. Why? So the Biskarov said, that the Rav Soloveitchik said also, that the Mishnah means to say a cloud that there's no shame kli shoris chutz LaMikdash. So l'chor, that's what the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah, that l'chachili should do the kiddush adayim raglaim with the kli shoreis. But b'dieved, if you did it with the kli chol, even if the kli chol is not even right to be a kli shoreis, let's say it was a kli cheres, which is not even right to be mekadesh, still the Rambam says b'dieved, the kiddush adayim raglaim will be good. Why? Because it's being done bachutz. So there is no shem kli shoreis bachutz. The shayla says, how is there a shem big dekuna bachutz? That's the shayla. But the big dekuna ali kuga. The Mishnah says that whoever does the avodas hapora, whether it's a kohen hedyot or a kohen gadol, the kohen gadol doesn't wear shmeina begadim. Let's say the kohen gadol in the Beis HaMikdash one fine day wants to bring the korban tamid. So what does he wear? Does he wear shmeina begadim or does he wear dalet begadim? You don't need a kohen gadol to bring a korban tamid. So maybe he's not functioning in the role of a kohen gadol. Maybe you should say that he does need shmeina begadim. So it seems not so. The kohen gadol always needs shmeina begadim, even if he's functioning as a plain old kohen hedyot. And if he's going to wear avodah begadim when he does a plain carbon, the avodah will be possible. Even though you didn't dalmei hachla the kohen gadolah, why not be moichel on the kohen gadolah? Any plain old kohen hedyot could have done it. But then it's no good because the kohen gadol has to wear shmeina begadim. But here, with respect to parah adumah, the Mishnah says exclusively whether the kohen gadol or the kohen hedyot does it, they wear avodah begadim. So the Tosefta, the Minchas Tinah quotes the Mishnah Melech on parah. He quotes the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, and how do you know that you always wear avodah begadim? Because we learn out Gzeirah Shavah Chukah Chukah. It says over here, those Chukas HaTorah, and it says by Avodas Yom Kippur, the expression Chukah. So we learn Gzeirah Shavah, that just like you have avodah begadim on Yom Kippur, the four big day lavan, so too over here you have the four begadim. So the Mishnah Melech, like by Akash and the Rambam, the Rambam, when he quotes this din, says that whether it's a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot, you wear the avodah begadim of a kohen hedyot. So he says, tilei ploim, you don't wear. Also, it's a loivish avodah kelim shal kohen hedyot ben shasar kohen gadol. That's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, and the Rambam Hilchos Parah Adumah. So the Mishnah Melech and that Rambam asks, tilei ploim, that's not the avodah begadim that you wear. Kohen hedyot, the avnei tad kilayim, we assume. And the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, the avnig was everything was sheish, big day sheish. And the Tosefta says on that Mishnah in Parah that you learn Gzeirah Shavah Chukah Chukah, so you don't wear big day kohen hedyot. You wear four big day lavan that would be the parallel of big day lavan of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. You don't wear avodah kelim shel kohen hedyot because he doesn't have any teretz. So he thinks that the Rambam is wrong over here, but it's not so. But some there's a problem here. What do you mean that he wears big day kohune chutz lamikdash? If you say that there's no shame kli sharis chutz lamikdash, weren't the big day kohune also kli sharis? There's an achlokes Rashi in the Ritvon Kiddush in the end of the second paragraph. The Mora says, and the phrase appears a few times in Zvachim, 5-10 times in Zvachim, the Loshon appears, that you have to do the avoida b'koin kosher b'kli sharis. What do you mean? B'koin kosher b'kli sharis? Shouldn't be a cholov. All the avoida have to be done. B'koin kosher. Bikli Shoris. What do you mean Bikli Shoris? So Rashi says the Kohen Kosher, who's not a Balmum, who's not a Chol, shouldn't be wearing Big Day Chol. Has to wear Kli Shoris. Big Day Kuna is Bikli Shoris. And Ritvo disagrees. That's how Rashi writes on Zvoch, and that's how Tosis writes on Kiddush in the end of the second paragraph. And the Ritvo in the end of the second paragraph of Kiddush, they are right, and the Shlomo Melech and others make a big fuss about this Ritvo. The Ritvo says that there is no such thing. Big day kuna are never called kli shoris. Kli shoris means the kalim that you use should be kli shoris. But the big day kuna are separate in. That's kohen kosher. Kohen kosher has to wear big day kuna in order to be called a kohen kosher. And he has to do the avodah with the kli shoris. When he does the zrikas adam, he should do with the kli shoris.
But it's not that big tikkunis kusha. But has an afkamina ladina, can you be paid there? Can you be paid a big tikkunim or not? Klisharis have no pidyon. Behema klisharis. The Mishnah says in Mila, there are two things of hekdash have no pidyon. There's behema or klisharis. The klisharis not have that pidyon. What about big tikkunim? The Rashi and Tosfos say in several places that big tikkunim are klisharis. So it also has no pidyon. And the Ritva disagrees explicitly, says not true. But I find all this, they all think the Ritva is wrong. But over here is a particular problem, because if you say that the Mishnah in Peches and Zvachim is saying that there's no shame klisharis chutzla mikdosh, and if you say that big tikkun are klisharis like Rashi and Tosfos says, so how can you say that it's ma'akev that the one, the kohanim who do the avodas of the Torah have to wear big tikkun when they're not in the azara? They're standing chutz l'gimel machnos. So what? It's like the Kiddush Damaglai Machatchili, she used klisharis, but the Yevet, the Raman quotes from the Mishnah, is good even if it's not klisharis, because it's chutz. There is no status of klisharis by chutz. It doesn't have the maila. It doesn't have the special yichas of being klisharis when it's chutz l'migdosh. How come the big dekuna have a special status? Chutz l'migdosh. I don't know. So the Chared, should be a shtickle raya. Unless you say it's a gzeres hakos. Everything here is a gzeres hakos. Let's say gzeres hakos. Unless you say it's a raya to the Ritvo, the big tikkun is not a klisha. Tosfos and Menachos has the machlek is the Rambam and the Raivin, and Tosfos and Menachos has the Shaila and Perikat Chelis. The heter for Kohanim to wear kilayim and the big tikkun of the Yavnim had kilayim. Does that heter only apply b'shas avoda, or does it even apply afilu shloi b'shas avoda? So the machlek is the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam says that the Kohen Hedyot has to take off the big tikkun right, the Avnet right away because it's klayim, and the Ravid says that you don't have to take it off right away. So Mutar Yim Shloi B'Shas Avayim. The Tosfos on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. On Mem Amid Beis going over to Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. And Menachos has also the 2 days. So they quote a Tosefta. Chemuchah B'Tosefta the klayim. The Tanya, big tikkun, big tikkun, God, Lame Mishim klayim. Big tikkun, God, Shayot, Behem Ba Medina, Chayot. If he goes out chutz l'migdosh wearing the big tikkun, he's over on the Yisr Klayim. Ba migdosh, when the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdosh, bein l'sharis, bein shlo l'sharis, tata. Even shlo b'shas avayda is mutter. But if he goes out of the Beis HaMikdosh, then he's chayiv. That's what it says. The Tosfos just wants to understand why? How come? If he said bein l'sharis avayda, bein... Rather that the Rama makes a distinction between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot based on that Tosefta. That's how the Beis Halevi points out. Dr. Lamb gave a shiur about this a few years ago. So apparently he wasn't aware of the fact that the Ragachava was a Talmud of the Beis Halevi, and that the Beis Halevi said this. So he said, to the best of his knowledge, the Ragachava is the first one who came to this realization that the Rama distinguishes between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. So there's a Chassidish Rav here. He screamed out, no, the Beis HaLevi says it. That was the Rebbe of the Ragachov. That's where he got it from. Ragachov learned as a child. He learned with Rab Chaim. He learned by the Beis HaLevi. He didn't hold from Rab Chaim. He used to call Rab Chaim the Brisker of Zun. The Brisker of Son. Rab Chaim was the Rav in Brisk. So he used to call him the son of the Beis HaLevi who was the Brisker of. He recognized Ragachov held that Beis HaLevi was the Brisker of. He wasn't curious the fact that Rab Chaim was the Brisker of. He didn't think that he was was Roy Lakan. So the Rambam is based on this Tosefta. It's not the Beis HaLevi, it's the Tosefta. Tosefta says that Kohen Gadol may wear the big tikkun afilu shloi b'shas avoda, but the Rambam claims that's only Kohen Gadol, but Kohen Hedyot not. Kohen Hedyot may only wear his big tikkun b'shas avoda, shloi b'shas avoda not. But Tosefta finds this difficult. How can it be that Kohen Gadol may wear the big tikkun shloi b'shas avoda and ignore the problem of kilayim? But yotz chutz l'mdina chayiv. If he walks out of the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv. How can it be? Why should it be chayv? If you manush shechem, he says muter even shloi b'shas avoda. Let it be muter even chutz l'migdosh. And if it's chutz l'migdosh is also, so by migdosh shloi b'shas avoda should also be us. The Tosfos says an echanami. So achiyun. So he says yesh lama the chayv the rabbanon. When it says in the Tosefta that he goes chutz l'migdosh is chayv, it's only an isad the rabbanon. It's not an isad the rais. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested you can say not like Tosfos. You can say that since big dikuna have the status of klisharis. And the Mishnah says in Menachos on Peches that klisharis chutz l'migdosh don't have a chalashem klisharis, so the heter to wear kilayim and big tikkunah is only calls man that they maintain the status of big tikkunah. They only maintain the status of big tikkunah when they have the status of klisharis. They only have the status of klisharis in the migdosh chutz l'migdosh. There's no shame klisharis b'chlo. So one could even learn that that's a din derais and not a din derabbanan. But then the problem is, what do you do here by the paradunah? Why shouldn't you say that? You only need big dekuna lechatchilin, but the yevidah shouldn't pass on. Din is not true. But the yevidah passes. As you say, kacha, it's a chukah. Hagzer is hakaz b'chukah. Breaks all the rules. Okay. No. That's another thing. That's another thing. That the Kohanim who did the avodah of the Paraduma didn't wear any kilayim. That's a different thing. But the Tosfos there is talking about a Kohen Gadol who is wearing regular. The Tosfos is not talking about a Paraduma. It's talking in general. Kohen Gadol is going to wear big dekunah gedolah that have kilayim in them. Is it permissible shlo b'shas avodah? The Tosfos says shlo b'shas avodah is mutar, but chutz l'migdash is us. For the purpose of Paraduma, that's one of the three cases we need dafke mayim kayim. The Mishnah says the Mishnah and the Goyim collect the three cases where you need mayim kayim. One of them is v'lokku le'atlatam in afras revis achatas v'natan olav mayim kayim el keli. You have to pour in the kiddush mechav, you have to pour the ashes from the Paraduma into mayim kayim, which was collected in a kli. That's one case we need. Then in Parshas Mitzorah it says, but for the purpose of Taharas HaMitzorah, you have to take Shtei Tzicharim Chayis Taharas, Ve'etzeres Ve'ezu V'shin Salas, and then you have to shech the Shochet HaSat Sipor HaShchuto. You have to shech one Sipor on top of the Mayim Chayim in the Kli. And the third time that you need Mayim Chayim is for Tfilas HaZav. HaZav can only become Tor if you have Mayim Chayim. Then there's another din, that when a person is tummy, whenever anybody's tummy wants to be tovel in a mikveh, he can either be tovel in a mikveh, which has to be eshborin, or he can be tovel in a mayon, which is mayim chayim. They're two different types. But it's not that you need dafke mayim chayim. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes on Mishnah. Gemara in Shabbos on the very next daf. We're on Kuf Ches. On the very next daf, which we're going to skip, and you should take a look, the Gemara quotes on Mishnah from Parah. The bottom of Kuf Ches Tamar Aleph. There is a machlokes atanoim regarding the din of mayon, the din of mayim chayim. It's not the last four lines on the daf. Who says that? Kol hayamim kemikveh. Shneimer l'mikveh mayim kol hayamim. Diri Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that all big yamim do not have the status of a mayon. They only have the status of a mikveh. That's there is akasu. Rav Yudah disagrees and he says, no, only yam agadol can mikveh. Only the ocean. The ocean, despite the fact that the majority of the water in the oceans is from underground sources, and it should have had the status of a mayon, does not have the status of a mikveh. But if you have other lakes where the source of the water is from under the ground, then it would have the din of a mayon. And Rav Yaisi draws a distinction. He says, "Kol hayamim mitarim d'zochlim." It has the status of a mayon, but for these dinim that you need mayim chayim, that's no good. Sulam lezavin or the mitzorim lekadosh ben meichatos, for that it's no good. But a din mayon it would have. He disagrees with it with Rav Meir and Rav Yudah, say that it does not have a din mayon at all.
Is
it mitar d'zochlim? A mikveh is not mitar b'zochlin. So the first two tanoim say that the yamim or the yam agadol is mamish dinu kemikveh and it's only mitaher b'yeshborin, it's not mitar b'zochlin. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says no. If the source of the majority of the water is from underground sources, then it has the status of a mayon. It's only no good for taharas, davin, tzara, and mekadosh ben meichatos. It's a special din. You need bayim chay. And this is labeled as a mikveh. But it still has the din of mayon that is mitar b'zochlin. A lot of din. There's a din of Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. There's a machloike. The Gemara says Beferish in Kiddushin, but we have the Giris in the Gemara that the Hazor has to be Shlishi Yishvi. Shlishi means not earlier than Shlishi. Anytime after Shlishi is good. But Shvi means Dafke 3 days after, 4 days after Shlishi. You can't do Shlishi and then Shmini. That's why we have the Giris of Beferish. And the Rama must have had a different Giris. So the Ravid says that's what it says by us. That's what Taisa says. That's what it says by us. And the Rama must have had a different Giris, a different Pshat. He writes that it's not so. That you have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi, but if you have Hazor Shlishi, the Shvi can be any time later. It's also good. Then the Rambam writes that it's a difference. He says that if you have Hazor Shlishi Ushvi, if the second Hazor is on the Yom HaShvi, then you have to have a Tvila in the Mikveh, the Odom Tomei who touched the mace. Had the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, has to be Tovel in the Mikveh after the Hazor Shvi. But if he's going to have the Hazor on Shmini or any other time, then the Rambam interprets the Mishnah in Torah saying that then it can be tovel in the mikveh before and have the hazor later, and that'll be good enough. The rabbi says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Places in Megillah, Dachov, Kotzer Abin Atam, that a person is a Tomei Meis has to go to mikveh three times. You have a dinain, Ein Hazor B'Loi Tfilah, has to go to mikveh in order to enable himself to be Mekabel Hazor Shlishi. Then he has to go to mikveh on Yom HaShvi in order to enable himself to be Machshir himself in order to be Mekabel Hazor Shvi. And then after he has his Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then he goes to the mikveh and then he becomes Tahar. The first two Tvilas are in order to be Roy to be Mekabel the Hazor. Lek HaHazor B'Loi Tfilah. Other Rishonim say there is no such thing. Lek HaHazor B'Loi Tfilah means a different thing. You have to be Tovel the Ezov. Tosfos gives the other shot. You have to be Tovel the Ezov in the Dam or in the Paraduma water here. Lek HaHazor B'Loi Tfilah. You have to be Tovel the Ezov in the Paraduma water. It doesn't mean that you have to be Tovel in the mikveh before. Rabbi Natan says not. You have to be Tovel three times. Okay, Paraduma there, thousands there, a million dinars. Everybody's invited to hear Rabbi Lim's lecture.